You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
So as Lenny Kravitz there is singing, where is Cam going to be going away to, getting away to, flying away to? Maybe nowhere.
Full moon.
It's early for that, right?
Oh.
Good morning. Good Tuesday morning. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. And we're talking this morning about quarterbacks and where they might land. And I think since the advent of sports talk radio, the Chicago Bears have always been a contender for that particular question. Here's an idea.
I don't want to talk about Chicago.
Right. You got to play Chicago ball, man.
We're going to get more tweets from Chef Kev nonstop. I got like 30 tweets already from Chef Kev.
So here's one option.
At least he's listening.
That's true. That's true. He cooks up some good opinions for us. A couple things before we get to the callers and your opinions. Couple questions I want to throw out this morning, by the way. The Bears have always, of course, had a ferocious defense. J.J. Watt, three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. J.J. signing with the Cardinals is fill in the blank. Hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN. And also,
the greatest thing that ever happened to the Cardinals.
This is the anniversary of Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game back in 1962. So in a half hour, we'd love to get your thoughts when we discuss Zion and some of the bright young stars in the NBA. Man. Who in the NBA right now could score 100 in a
How
game?
How many shots you got to get up? To get to that.
Well, think about the three
I
now.
I mean, yeah.
With he didn't have the three
now,
back
I mean,
then.
If you can get 40.
40 shots.
40 shots
plus
up.
Your free throws, right?
So I kind of, I can we go through this a little bit? Can we try it?
Go for
just
it.
Just for a second?
Get a little primer.
All right. So I had Steph. You agree with Steph, right?
Yeah.
Steph can. Dame.
Yeah.
Lillard. Okay. Devin Booker. He already dropped 70 plus one time.
Yeah.
Devin Booker. Donovan Mitchell. I got him in there in the back end. Bradley Beal. KD. James Harden, I had 7. Anybody I'm missing? Zubin?
That seems
Evan?
What about
good.
What about
Key?
Seems pretty good.
Trae Young.
Trae Young?
I mean, I guess I say Trae Young because you said Steph.
No, no,
you
know, yeah, so. You know, I'm with. I could see Trae trying to pop off for 100 in the game. Yeah, I could see that. 8.
Now think about this. This is why I think it's actually people look at it and say, well, you know, obviously Kobe had the 81 and obviously Devin Booker had the 70.
Damn,
think about
81,
this.
81, man.
Right?
By the way, that commercial with Jalen Rose and Kobe is so good. Have you seen? I don't know if you guys seen that commercial, but it's great.
And obviously Jalen on the Raptors that night. Now think about this. Two things. One, Klay Thompson once scored 37 points in a quarter. Now, I'm not saying you score 37 points times 4.
Klay.
But if you could score 37 in a quarter when Klay is healthy. Also, remember, Klay had a game against your Bulls, I believe, where he had 14 threes in
yes.
a game. So that's 42 points off of triples. That's a guy that could score 42 off the three and has shown he could score 37 in a quarter. So it's not as unreasonable as you think.
Could Luka? But
oh,
see, Luka
God.
Does so.
Man, y'all, now I got to get up and leave, Zubin. The fact that you said it's not unreasonable.
Well, I'm just saying, wait,
like,
wait.
Come
wait,
on, man,
wait,
stop.
Wait a second, wait a second. All right, we'll say this. If a guy was hunting to score 100.
You'd have to do it that way.
You have to, I mean, you have to go into the game with intent.
Yeah,
yo, I'm going to shoot the ball 40 times.
But it's not unreasonable.
But Kobe hunted for 81 and he hunted for 60 in his final game. You give him the ball, it's possible.
Bradley
but
Beal will be at the top of my list.
You are talking about Kobe Bryant too, though.
No, no. What I'm saying is, if you have a talent that's determined to do it, and his teammates are willing to let him do it, it
well,
can be done.
If your teammates are willing to let you do it, of course it can be done.
Sure.
I mean, I would think many guys, if the teammates just allow them to do it, they go out there and do it.
Well, no, I think the other team would obviously.
Obviously, yeah. That's why I think Bradley Beal could be a perfect situation for that, right? Because they need him to drop 35, 40 every single night. If he got hot one night, it's not out of the realm.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be on that team, though.
Well, I mean, if he got paid, he might want to be on that team.
I'm not trying to be on a team with a dude shooting 50 times, man.
You also got to consider the guy's got to be a good free throw shooter and get to the line because he's got to score as many points as he can when the clock's not running.
That's
another key to the scoring of the 100.
Keys to scoring
type
100.
Type of dude Jay Will was in high school, lunchtime, playing pickup.
No.
Hot dogging.
I saw one in high school. His name was DeJuan Wagner. Zubin, you might know this
DeJuan
name.
Camden, New Jersey.
And his son now is like one of the top in the classes. He dropped it. He dropped it in the game. It was different. And every shot was needed. It was crazy.
Damn, he old enough to have a son in high school?
Yeah. His son's one of the top players in high school.
Yeah.
He's my age.
It's about 20 years ago. He was in high school at Camden, right?
Camden,
so 20
yeah.
added, 38, yeah, 18, so. 38.
Man, legend. Time, DeJuan Wagner is legend.
Time fly by fast.
And he was in Cleveland before Brown was there. I mean, he was in Cleveland with a whole Cleveland Cavs unit right before LeBron got there.
Yeah, injury marred his career for sure. Very talented guy, but very injury prone.
Hey, you said you had average 7?
No, I said 7 guys. Fool.
Oh, I didn't, because I didn't.
I did not.
I didn't hear what you said, Jay. I thought you said.
I hate you.
Man, I thought you said, because I asked you, I thought you said you averaged 7 points. And I was like, huh?
He always got a lot of jokes, man.
Indeed. Seahawks fans are thinking.
Stop.
Seahawks
Stop.
Fans.
You know, because now you, Evan tried to hit me with a little motorcycle joke the other day. I was like, Evan, you can't. Key, you're allowed to. Not Evan.
No motorcycle jokes. No motorcycle jokes. You're here with us.
Seahawks fans are hoping it's a joke that Russell Wilson threw those 4 teams out there for a possible trade. It isn't. One of them is the Bears, who, of course, have been looking for a quarterback since the beginning of time. Michael in Washington, D.C. You got to be old enough. That's before Key's time. Key only follows sports at his time. That was way before Key's time. Michael in Washington, D.C., you're on ESPN Radio. What do you have for us here?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great fan. I just wanted to say, man, I think that would be a great fit for Russell, and I think that would be a great fit for the city of Chicago. I'm not a Chicago Bears fan, so I'm not up on how many picks they have and what they can do with the salary cap. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I think that would be a great fit for Chicago, and I think that would be a great fit for Russell Wilson.
Michael, let me ask you this. Would you leave Pete Carroll and go to Matt Nagy? I mean, I know the city is incredible. But if you're Russell Wilson, do you want to be coached under Matt Nagy?
No, I don't. That's the caveat. I don't want to be coached by Matt Nagy. But again, I think Chicago's bigger than Matt Nagy. Mm. And I think Russell Wilson is bigger than Matt Nagy. And Chicago might have to make a decision to get rid of him.
I respect that, Mike.
Yeah, no, that's true, though. When you think about who Russell Wilson is, and his influence that he may have on play calling and some of the things that they do. But if I'm Russell Wilson, Seattle's a better football team than Chicago to me. And I don't necessarily know if I want to be messing around in Chicago. I just, like, who you throwing to? Like, they finally got the receivers right with DK Metcalf and Lockett and those guys in Seattle. Like, why would I want to go to an empty cupboard in Chicago and not really – I don't even know what that is.
It would be nice to see him go against Aaron Rodgers multiple times, though. I would tell you that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not.
Sit tight. I'm with you. Sit tight.
All that bouncing around because Deshaun want to leave. Now, all of a sudden, I got enough heart to say something.
Well, yeah, he's flexing, though. I mean, he's flexing. You got to be willing to put your money where your mouth is at the end of the day.
He's not going anywhere, though.
I hear you.
Speaking of empty, there are many people that believe, as Key referenced, the 8 touchdown, 10 picks that Cam's gas tank.
Here we go. 8 touchdowns, 10 picks.
Cam's gas tank could be running on empty. Yada Hali in New Jersey. You're on ESPN Radio. What do you have?
Zubin.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I got a 2-part question here for you. One, if Cam's not picked up by either the Washington Redskins or Seattle, where do you think he'll fit at good? And secondly, if he plays the way he played last year, he looked pretty bad. He looked like he was kind of washed up to me. Would you think that's the end of his NFL career?
No, he still got years left in him.
So number one is not one and done in your mind next year?
No. I mean, think about it, though, Zubin. As I said before, if I put any quarterback in that situation, Tom Brady was smart enough to leave. Tom Brady saw that they were not in a position to really compete. It was going to be hard within the division. And Tom Brady said, you know what, as much as I love the New England Patriots and we've done – wonders here, Jay, I got to pack my bags and me and my family got to go. And that's what it was. It's New England will be back. They just were not a very good football team with a lot of talent last year. Not a lot of players, but some of their key players opted out. I mean, it was a different situation for them a year ago. So, therefore, it made Cam look even worse than what he really was.
By the way, and I don't feel like – I know we will put pressure – on Bill Belichick, but I kind of feel like everything that's happened, it feels like there's a little bit more pressure on the Bills to continue to surpass what they did this year, right? So, look, you kind of see this narrative starting to be spun, Key. Cam goes back to New England, they retool, they get a wide receiver, they could end up winning the division.
Yeah, I think they're going to do what they need to do. I think they're going to do what they need to do. You got to remember, Matt Patricia was fired by the Detroit Lions. Guess where he's at now? He's back in New England. Yeah. So it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they resurface all of them. Charlie Weiss, Romeo Crennel, they all just go back.
We'll continue to take your calls this morning. A couple poll questions we want to let you know. J.J. Watt signing with the Cardinals is fill in the blank. And could anybody score 100 points in an NBA game today as we celebrate the anniversary? Wilt Chamberlain in 1962 dropped 100 in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And we're asking this morning, which we'll dig into here in about 20 minutes from now as we dig into Zion on some of the other big stories in the NBA, whether anybody could do it. Remember, Clay did have that 37-point quarter. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. On the way, so we've spent part of this morning talking about what it means that the Cardinals got J.J. Watt. So what does it mean for all the teams that had a chance to get him and missed? The residual effect with our NFL insider after Jay has this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, that's right, Granger is always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Cornered right there.
Hey!
So J.J. Watt, surprising many, 31 mil, 23 guaranteed, going to maybe the latest version of the Desert Swarm.
Get
we'll
your money,
see.
J.J. That's why you went there. Get your money.
And as Key said, it's essentially a one-year deal for 23 if you really just sort of slice it and look at it from that perspective, which would actually be a $6 million raise on the $17.5 million he was slated to make with the Houston Texans just this year. And obviously, that's just a flexible number, but you're right. If it's just a one-year deal, boom, cut, ineffective, he still gets that. So what is the best word to describe J.J. Watt signing with the Arizona Cardinals? That's one of our poll questions this morning. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key J and Z on Twitter. Watt to the Cardinals is, and you tell us. Let's hit it up with Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, appearing on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. Okay, Dan, so much talk this morning and yesterday on what it means for the Cardinals. How about a little context on what it means for the teams that were in hot pursuit but missed out?
Yeah, I mean, look, we thought Green Bay would be in on this, but they ultimately didn't have a salary cap situation that allowed them to play at this level. Buffalo made a strong push but wasn't able to convince him. Obviously, Cleveland was thrown around, Tennessee, et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, now, you know, Watt is like a unique thing, right? He gets thrown onto the market and you take a shot because it's J.J. Watt. Now you don't get him, you turn your attention to your other business. If you're the Packers, you know, Devontae Adams is going to need an extension at some point soon. Jair Alexander. And then you have free agents. What do you do with Aaron Jones, Corey Linsley, their center? So there's plenty of business for teams like that to take care of. Cleveland has a ton of young guys coming up for extensions. Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward, Nick Chubb, Wyatt Teller, their offensive linemen. So there are plenty of ways these teams can spend their money in their cap space that they weren't able to use on J.J. Watt.
Dan, what does this do for the NFC West, in particular the Seattle Seahawks, because we know Pete Carroll, when somebody makes a move within the division, he goes out there, as he showed us last year, to shore up some things on the defensive side of the ball when the offense was kicking, but the offense of the opponent was kicking their butt on the defensive side. So what does Seattle do to counter this?
Well, I can tell you Seattle was already looking at the interior of its offensive line. Their left guard retired. They have a free agent center, and they need to patch. Obviously, they're under some degree of orders from the quarterback to make things right on the offensive line, right? So they're already thinking about that. The addition of J.J. Watt might increase the urgency, but that was already a major area of focus for Seattle. In terms of their defense up front, they have a couple draft picks from last year that they're hoping they get more out of this year. And then they want to get Shaquille Griffin, the cornerback, signed if they can to help shore up the back end. But on the offensive line, if J.J. Watt is an interior pass rusher that you have to reckon with, which we believe he still is, yes, that increases the urgency for Seattle. But they were already thinking about spending some resources on those interior offensive line positions.
Let's stay in the NFC and go down to the NFC South and I'm sure you saw, like many of us, the video that was posted by Drew Brees working out.
Yeah.
What should you read into that, if anything at all?
I have been told not to read too much into it, that the expectation is still that Drew Brees will ultimately announce his retirement. That seems to be the way everybody who's around this situation is feeling about it. Why he hasn't done it yet remains a mystery. I mean, the only explanation you get is, well, you know, he's taking his time. It's a very difficult decision, a difficult thing to come to grips with. But I don't know what the workout video is all about. Maybe they're just having some fun with all of us. Maybe he is going to change his mind and come back and play. I just don't know how that's going to work. He already agreed to cut his salary down to the minimum for this year. I don't think he's going to come back and play for that. So I think all signs still point toward ultimately Drew Brees announcing his retirement, but, you know, he'll do it on his own timetable and whenever he feels it's appropriate.
Dan, we need a reality check. Should teams who might be hoping to get Deshaun Watson start preparing for the idea that he will not be moved?
If you listen to the Houston Texans, then yes, obviously they're dug in, as is Deshaun Watson, on the idea of not playing for them again. So the reason you have to prepare for it is it might not happen as quickly as you want, right? If Houston really wants to call his bluff, wants to play hardball, they don't have to trade him before the draft. They could wait. Now, it makes economic sense for them to wait until after June 1st to do it anyway. So by that point, if you've been waiting on Deshaun Watson and you don't have a contingency plan in place, you're in big trouble. So at this point, if you can't get the Texans to return your phone call, and free agency starting in 2 weeks and the draft in a little under 2 months, you have to at least be thinking about what plan B is in case you don't get him. And even if he does become available, they're not all going to get him. So whoever misses out on him will have to make those plans. So, yeah, I would say yes. Teams would have to be thinking along those lines. Even if you hope you ultimately get to take that big swing on Deshaun Watson, you have to be able to address what you do if that doesn't work out.
So if they do hold on to him, at what point do they start losing value on Deshaun Watson?
I don't think you lose value. I mean, he's 25. He's coming off a statistically, you know, kind of an historic season. I think at the time, whenever he does become available, there will be plenty of teams that are willing to offer a lot for him. I guess you could say if he sat out a season, do teams wonder about that? But, you know, he's not going to be 35 this time next year either. So if you go past the draft, that means you're getting the picks you'd be getting would be 2022 picks instead of 21 picks, and that sets back your rebuild by a year. But, you know, if you're Houston right now, are you expecting to be very good this year without Deshaun Watson anyway? Like, you can kind of justify that. So I don't think they're worried about that.
Dan, what can you tell us about the latest in terms of the NFL trying to move things forward with the 17-game season?
Yeah, I think it's all but done. The CBA specifies that they have to do at least one new media rights deal before they can activate the 17-game season. So once these TV deals that have all been reported on and discussed at length are done, the league can just trigger the 17-game season for this year. The owners already voted in December on the format for the scheduling, how it would work. What's the extra game? You'd play a team in the other conference that finished in the same spot in the division that you did, whatever division your division is assigned to that year. And then they'd have all the AFC teams play at home 1 year, all the NFC teams play at home the next year. So they've got this all worked out, how the players are going to be paid, extra game check, et cetera. It's just a matter of getting those TV deals in place, and then they'll do it. So it'll be, barring something unforeseen, I would expect 17 regular season games this year and no more than 3 preseason games. Mm.
That's fascinating because per I team. Think, you know... Yeah. The players have fought this for a long, long time, but I think we all would know with the economics of the NFL, it was going to be sooner rather than later that this was going to happen. And for the fans, it's great because it's an extra game. And for the teams, it's great. It's an extra week of revenue for sure. Pretty interesting. That's where the league is going. Dan, thank you very much. And one other thing I wanted to mention here.
You got it, guys.
Thank you. One of the things I wanted to mention here, it's just moving slowly towards this. It's not quite there, but one thing about adding the 17th game is 17 games means 18 weeks, and you're slowly, slowly then moving towards something a lot of people want, which is the Super Bowl to be on President's Day weekend. A lot of people have wanted that for a long time, because if you can continually inch down.
You look at me. I'm like, great. President's Day weekend. Okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't
The reason is because most people have off Monday.
Yeah, I didn't.
Right. So if you go to the Super Bowl and you have a great Super Bowl party, you don't have to go to work on Monday, and that's what people have always wanted. If you get to an 18th week, you're moving slowly towards that day.
I feel like most people just miss work the next day.
I was about to say that.
I don't know.
People miss work
anyway. A lot of people I know do not make it to work.
Go to work on Monday. We can put that as a poll question as well. Do you show up to work the day after the Super Bowl?
Not the people at the Super Bowl parties that I've been to, right? I mean,
not a 2020 party, which doesn't really qualify as a
party. But the Super Bowl parties that I've attended, majority of those people are not going to work the next day.
Right, but that's like in the city, like, you know, a stone's throw from the stadium. I'm talking about the 91 million people that watched it on TV.
No, I get what you're saying, but even the 91 million people, I feel like a majority of them, right, Jay, is at home on Monday.
Put it on Twitter. Let us know. Do you show up to work the day after Super Bowl?
In what state of mind do you show up to work?
It's
more the
fan,
real question that you want to ask.
Chiefs fan doesn't want to show up.
No, you missed that one, too. You always miss these shots.
Speaking of Key shooting, we'll talk a little NBA here in 4 minutes. Key, you can't shoot
we're
like that and score 100 points.
We're not
you
even getting ready to talk about shooting, Jay.
What? That's the other one.
I know your field goal percentage.
Oh, okay.
Keyshawn, Jay Wilson.
That's the other Jay. Jason.
No, brought to you by. Oh, boy.
What?
We went so
I didn't
dark.
Know where you were going. I'm sorry.
It's so
bring
light out this morning.
Bring it back to sports.
Dark. Back it up. Keyshawn, Jay Wilson, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Tune out the nonsense. Tune into Straight Talk, offering the Samsung Galaxy A51 for $199. $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plans. No contract. America's best network. Let's get a quick little primer here. We saw the Drew Brees video. We asked Dan about it. The real question about the video is not that he shot the video. It's why did he post the video? That's the real issue.
Did he post it or did somebody else post it?
Well, somebody posted it. Right? He could have just privately did it, but he wanted the world to see it. Why? Reggie D in New Orleans. You're on ESPN Radio. What do you think?
Good morning. I just want to tell T and J Will and Zubon. You heard me? I'm from New Orleans. You dig?
You dig?
And
okay.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something. Drew Brees is not retiring. That video posted means that he's thinking about contemplating coming back as he got weapons and then he'd be a situational quarterback, whereas he don't have to be throwing deep. He'll throw short and then put Taysom Hill to do the options and then put Jameis Winston and throw deep. So I just got to put it out there. He's not going to retire because he don't want Tom Brady to get more touchdowns than him. You heard me?
My man straight from Waldy. I hear you. New Orleans.
So the question now is, I think that's a pretty good argument. I mean, like I said, I think there's just something more to the posting of the video. That's just that's when you kind of like cross the line. Like, why not just do it privately?
But did he, my question to you, though, did he do it or did somebody there who was working him out at the facility do it?
It just feels like it wouldn't have been posted without his permission, right, in some way.
I mean, people post stuff all the time, man, when you're working out, getting a haircut, whatever, that's what they do.
But he
that's
hasn't come out and said, like, he hasn't come out and said, fellas, tamp it down. You saw
well,
what
yeah,
I did with my
he
contract.
Likes it.
But think about it, though. Drew Brees don't come out and say a lot of things at times.
Oh,
and, you know, I'm just saying.
We went dark again.
No, I did not go dark. He
Let's
just
stay positive.
He just doesn't, that's just who he is. He doesn't. A lot of guys don't interact on social media like that. If it happens, it's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to let you figure it out. Let you be the judge on what I'm doing.
And I agree. 99% of the people listening post their own stuff on social media. But if you're somebody like Drew Brees or yourself or Jay that has a lot of things going on, you do have somebody just do that to you, right? You just sort of point it off to somebody, and maybe it just was posted for that.
Two quick things. Number one, I would say this. I said it when they lost. I was like, I don't believe Drew Brees wants to go out.
Yeah, that didn't look
this
right.
This way. It didn't.
No, it didn't look
he
right.
He didn't look right. It didn't feel right. And even as the media tried to make that moment with him and his kids and Tom Brady, like, if that's the last vision in my mind, hell no.
But
you ain't going to have that last vision in my mind.
But you know,
Tom throwing to my kids. No,
but
it's not happening. I don't care what you say.
Wow, Tom Brady threw the Drew Brees kids.
You know, it's the last. Imagine this is it.
I mean, nobody had a worse exit than Marino, right? The worst possible exit. He had the worst exit of anybody, of any great quarterback in NFL history by a mile. Drew Brees had a great game compared to Dan Marino's last game. I think sometimes it's just, all right, it's just one game. Nobody's going to judge you on that game. Is Dan Marino terrible because he got destroyed in his final NFL game?
Like, I don't remember his final. I'm trying to
destroyed.
Think. Yeah, I'll but even, by the end, Marino barely could tie his shoes.
But what I'm just saying is, like, one game does not make a quarterback.
No, absolutely not. But not, it's but it's
Zubin. It's just the way athletes think.
I'm but
just
on top how of I think. That, on top of that, though, Zubin, Marino,
Zubon, please,
Zubon, yeah, Zubon,
Zubon.
on top of that, Zubon from New Orleans, Wody, is that
Taysom Hill too? By the way.
Is that Marino's team wasn't as good as the Saints. The Saints are a Super Bowl caliber roster. So for Drew Brees to leave that to somebody else, it's just hard to see. It's hard to see.
My second quick point was at 42 years old, if you're retiring, I know some guys still work out, but I don't know if I work out like that. Like that seems like training, working out, like mentally, like this is how you train to get ready for the offseason. If you want to see me on an elliptical, you want to see me on the treadmill, okay, getting a little run, a little cardio in, but I'm trying to let my body relax if I'm thinking about retiring.
Body certainly wouldn't relax if you're going for 100 points in an NBA game. Who can do it? It's the 59th anniversary of Wilt's 100-point game. More on that in just a second. Fill up the phone lines, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, KJ and Z on Twitter. Who today could score 100 in an NBA game? We get your calls and tweets on the way right after SportsCenter. And we'll start with some NBA off the top. Not the greatest news in the world. The Hawks have fired their head coach, Lloyd Pierce. 63-120. Assistant Nate McMillan, as old school as it gets, will take over. Pierce was more of a talent developer. Didn't quite work out. McMillan, who was last seen coaching the Pacers last season, will take over on an interim basis. Duke, Georgia Tech tonight. ACC Network, ESPN Radio. Gigantic game for Duke. They drop one to Louisville over the weekend. Our Joe Lenardi, our resident bracketologist, 29% chance for Duke to make the NCAA tournament. They haven't missed the big dance in more than a quarter century. And Black History Always, as
I
mentioned.
Jay, man.
What's up?
Matthew Hurt's playing out of his mind, though, Jay.
He had 37 in that game against Louisville. If he didn't foul out, maybe they win that game.
Keep an eye on that guy, Key. Matthew Hurt, big time. Black History Always. This day in 1962, 59th anniversary, I mentioned Wilt, of course, where else? Hershey, Pennsylvania. Accomplishing one of the greatest feats in NBA history, scoring 100 in a game. Who could do it now? Your calls in a second. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Spend your tax return wisely. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract in America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everybody, it's Sarah Spain from Spain and Fitz. That's What She Said podcast, Around the Horn, ESPNW, and all over the place on ESPN. I'm giving a shout out today to my mom, because even though people are always surprised to hear that my parents aren't really that into sports, she is still a massive influence in who I am today and the career I have, because not only is she a true Renaissance woman who can run a 5K, make a gourmet meal, weave a basket, make a quilt, do things in the garden, and then, by the way, go be a partner in her law firm. She always taught me that I could do anything I put my mind to, that I could do anything that the boys were doing, and taught me about having drive, leadership, not quitting on anything. And all of that translated to me as an athlete and now translates to me in this job. So I've grown up with the perfect role model, even though I've had to look down at her since I was about 11 years old because she's yay big. But shout out to my mom. I love her so much.
Great stuff. And one of the things I would say there for Sarah, which is interesting, is she was talking about how great her mom was and everything that she's meant in her life. The biggest thing about a mom is, like, if your child is interested in something that you're not interested in, you automatically become interested in it, right? Because that's what moms do. They support all the way. Most important job in the world. All right, so the question this morning, 100 points in an NBA game. Why are we throwing it out? Well, Wilt had 100 on this day in 1962. As you know, the late great Kobe Bryant went for 81. Devin Booker has gone for 70. That's about the closest we've seen to the century mark. Who can do it? Can anyone do it? Mike in South Carolina, you're on ESPN Radio. What do you think? Mike, good morning.
Mike, you there?
Oh, no. Let's go to Chris in Boca Raton, Florida. Chris, 100 in an NBA game. Who's most likely to do it?
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, Jay, first of all, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, brother.
Zubin, don't worry about Key. We all love your jokes. The jury
what,
is still
what I
out.
Do?
You know what I mean?
Key's a bully. He's disgruntled.
Oh, stop.
I was going to say Trae Young. I think Trae Young has the talent, and he has the support around him to – I mean, you guys are right. No one's going to actually do it. But if the team allowed them to, Trae could do it because he can score from anywhere.
Yep.
He can hit free throws. His team would support him. You know, I think that's someone who could do it for sure.
Hmm. Plus, he's on a team that they need him to be prolific every single night. They need him to be.
That just seemed like a – I mean, I know Kobe hit 81, but that 100, man, that century mark, that just seemed crazy and wild. Like,
and then the other thing, too, is other defenses, you never want to be the team that yields that, right? So then it would just be like, you know, just doing everything you can to get the ball in somebody else's hands, take all your timeouts, do everything. You just don't want to be – it's like being on an 0-16 NFL team, or you just don't want to have that – associated. James,
0-16, I was 1-15, Zubin. Close enough.
Almost famous. But jeez. Believe me, that one win may
so
have meant
close.
Nothing, but that one win went everything.
If you saw that locker room when we won that one game, you thought we just clinched to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's what we saw the Knicks fans the other day, right? When they hit the 500.
No,
mark.
That's 500. That's way advanced.
And guess who we beat?
Who?
The Arizona Cardinals.
See, if they had J.J. Watt back then, you would have stood no chance.
Yeah, right.
James is in West Palm Beach, Florida. Who could do it?
Man, good piece there.
Hey, no doubt, man. Listen, there's two people can do it, but I would say first, James Harden. Man, listen, James Harden, at least since I've been watching the NBA, this dude is the most effortless scorer there is in the game. He got the outside game. You can take it to the basket. He's a high free throw shooter. This guy could drop 100, no doubt. Steph Curry will be the other guy, because he has a similar game. You got the handle. You got everything you need that could put you in a position to drop 100. Those are the two guys, but definitely James Harden, man.
Yeah, James Harden. That's what I told you the other day, Jay. I know everybody's like honey buns and lemon pepper wings, extra crispy when he was in Houston in adult clubs and all that sort of stuff. But when he moved to Brooklyn and got to the Nets, I swear he looked like he just left about 30 to 40 pounds back in his first day in Brooklyn.
Let me ask you this, because he's always been known as a facilitator and he's always been known as a passer and he led the league in assists for the first time last year and he can literally do everything on the court. You know where I'm going. If he put his mind to it, how about LeBron?
I know
the unselfishness, and I get all that.
Yes, it's hard, though, for a dude like that, though, because certain – and Jay can speak to this in from a basketball sense – it's hard to see LeBron be able to do it because of where he is from a mindset standpoint. That's just not his deal.
LeBron, right, totally.
LeBron's not going to go for 65 points and 70 points. That's just not who he is. I mean, he's going to always give you that 35 and 10 and 8. And that's who he is.
That's why he said, like, Luka. Luka's going to give you a triple-double. LeBron gets so much physical punishment when he attacks the rim, too. To me, this has to be a player that can make a crazy amount of three-point shots because those are quick, bing, bing, bing. Like, you know, when Clay dropped 37,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you hit five or six threes in a quarter. You got 21 points. You're like, whoa, 18 points, 20 points. You're like, wow, that happened like that. I think James can do it. James actually last night had, 30-plus points, 15-plus assists, 10-plus rebounds, zero turnovers. I mean, his game is conducive. If you need him to do that, to drop a game like that.
Chris in Alabama, you're on ESPN Radio. What do you say?
Man, good morning, Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zoo.
What up,
man, there's one player in the NBA that go get buckets whenever he wants, and that's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant can go get you 100 at any point. Second point, just a quick question for Keyshawn.
Yo, what up?
Man, if Cam can't play quarterback anymore, Why not move him to receiver?
Because he's a quarterback. That's why. He's not a receiver. Somebody asked me that the other – somebody said that to me the other day. Man, they should move him to receiver. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, I don't – it makes me angry. Now I'm going to be angry, yes.
Disgruntled, angry.
It's just because it's like they need to stop with that. They just I hate when they started that last season or last year in around December when the season started, you know, kind of go away from the New England Patriots. It's like, Cam can't play football anymore. Cam is done. Oh, I don't even think he can get a backup job in the league. It's like, man, come on, man, stop. Just you
know,
stop it.
You know who they moved from quarterback to wide receiver in the NFL? Matt Jones. Inside joke. On the way, their franchise quarterback. 0-3. Jeez. The franchise quarterback has been dealt. The coach has been fired. You would already think the Eagles have suffered their worst case scenario. But what could top that? Best case, worst case for the Birds this offseason with our Eagles insider. After Key has this from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A weak battery could leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Parts will test your battery free of charge. If the battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price, Zubin, if you had a car. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Eagles just ended a quarterback controversy by agreeing to trade Carson Wentz. Would they really invite another one by drafting a QB 6th overall this April?
Would you take a quarterback there to compete with Hurts?
Absolutely.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This morning, best case, worst case is the Eagles. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline, including you, we're asking you football related this morning. J.J. Watt signing with the Cardinals is, and you fill in.
A money grab.
Man, stop, man.
I'm all for players having money grabs. That's not a bad thing. Why is that a bad thing?
The only reason why it became a money grab is because he made us believe it was something different, right?
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a less, you know, it's not as a desirable team, I think, in a lot of people's minds that he signed with. Had he signed with the Buffalo Bills, people would be like, oh, my God, yeah, they're going to. But this is like, it's a money grab.
Wait a second, Zubin. I know we're going to transition. Mm-hmm. You go to a place in Arizona that's great for your body, right, for a guy that's had some injuries.
Weather-wise,
you get that $23 million guarantee. Right now, I heard that the Bills and maybe the Browns offered a little bit more money, but I don't know what they offer guaranteed. Like, that's fine. That's okay. That's not a knock on J.J. Watt.
Indeed. It is probably a guarantee that the Eagles have likely faced their worst-case scenario already, but again, you never know. Tim McManus covers the Birds every day of the year for ESPN.
What the hell was that?
It seemed more like an eagle.
Pterodactyl.
Which is perfect. Jay going prehistoric.
Whatever.
Toronto Raptors playing in Tampa. All right, Tim. Best-case scenario for the Eagles this offseason is?
If Jalen Hurts develops and ends up being the guy for them, he showed leadership that had the locker room gravitating towards him in his rookie year. And if he can match that with a high level of play, then all of a sudden you're looking at something there, because they have a couple of young, promising prospects at the skill position plays, like Jalen Reagor is one, and Dallas Goedert being another, Miles Sanders in the backfield. An offensive line that could get on the mend, get healthy, and back to the form that they're accustomed to. So a lot of it really circles around that quarterback position. A lot of other things could fall in place pretty quickly if Jalen Hurts develops.
Indeed. That O-line, boy, that is a huge issue. What's the worst-case scenario?
Well, the worst-case scenario to me is if it's essentially a repeat of 2020, where they draft a quarterback at number 6 overall. Hurts has a negative reaction to that, like Wentz did when Hurts was drafted in the second round. You have a divided locker room in terms of split allegiances amongst the quarterbacks, and it all becomes too overwhelming for first-year head coach Nick Sirianni. I mean, I think that's really the nightmare scenario, is if it's kind of a repeat of 2020 where everything goes wrong, starting with issues at the very top.
Is Jalen Hurts the starter week one?
Yeah, I would put the odds there. I would put the odds there. I don't think that the Eagles have it in their minds that it's absolutely going to be Hurts. I think that they are going to be taking a hard look at quarterbacks for that number 6 overall pick. It doesn't mean that they're going to take one, but if they find what they view to be a franchise quarterback, they're not going to let the presence of Hurts hold them back from taking it. And they will add a veteran quarterback at some point. To throw in a little bit of competition and mentorship. But I think that the best odds lie in Jalen Hurts being the starter week one.
Tim, thank you very much. Really appreciate the perspective.
All right, guys, you got it. Take care.
All right, so Jay, he says odds on it's Jalen Hurts, but he can't be definitive. The 6th pick is out there. What do you make of all
that? So I pose this question. Tim said it would be worst case scenario for the Eagles to draft another quarterback because of what happened last year. But what happened last year is we had a quarterback in Carson Wentz who was a little bit mentally fragile. I don't deem Jalen Hurts to be mentally fragile. I think Jalen Hurts is a guy that will go out and take this position regardless of whoever the hell you draft. He's a different cut of a cloth mentally. So if you're not sure that Jalen Hurts is the future, but you're going to let somebody operate for it, why not draft a quarterback, Key?
You could draft a guy, but I'm not taking a quarterback with the 6th pick of the draft. I got to ride with Jalen Hurts for now. I could take a quarterback somewhere in the draft because I need quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are at a high premium, but I'm certainly not going to alienate the quarterback that I drafted a year ago and the quarterback that helped us push out the guy that we drafted 4 years ago. I'm just not going to do that. And I know that based on his past in college at Alabama and Oklahoma, he was not mentally fragile. Clearly, he has some snack, crackle, pop. He's got some bounce to him. But when you see a quarterback taken with the 6th pick overall, I don't give a damn who you are. You're gonna pay attention to that. Fragile or not, mentally strong or not. You go – 6th pick overall, Jay, what is it that I always say? Follow the money.
No, I hear you.
And if they're investing in the 6th pick overall at a quarterback, that quarterback is going to be the starter.
And I'm with you from this perspective. This is not something that's often talked about because every single thing that happened to the Eagles this year has been put on Carson Wentz. But let's be honest, the roster is not great. Their offensive line is terrible. They have some issues in the back end. So if you have the 6th overall pick and you have an opportunity to at least plug one hole, especially when you're bullish on your quarterback, I just think there was so much, this is all on Wentz. They got a lot of holes on that roster.
Well, fine. Then if that's not the direction you go, Key, if you take a quarterback later, then why not go out and get a guy like Alex Smith? Right? Like we talked about, hey, what's a suitable location for him? Hey, young quarterback that was drafted in the second round in Jalen Hurts, a guy who's a veteran, who's been around the league for a long time, can show you the right way to do that.
Yes.
But they can also be serviceable in case something happens to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, because think about it, Jay, from a basketball perspective. If I draft you with the second pick overall at the Chicago Bulls and you're a rookie, then the next year y'all was bad your rookie year. So the next year y'all get the fourth pick and I take a point guard.
Well, that's what happened. But
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Kirk Sorry, Kirk didn't want to go.
Wrong example, Key.
Sorry.
Move four, please. Better example.
Yes, Zubin. I will, but I did realize that they wanted to run you out of town already.
Well, I kind of did it to myself, but moving forward.
But you don't want to have young – my whole point is you don't want to have two young guys in the room running the room at the quarterback spot. You want to get a veteran guy to come into the room, and I just tried to go basketball on you.
Got me sweating. You got me sweating.
I didn't realize.
Until we go to break.
I didn't realize they tried to get rid of you already. I didn't know. Sorry.
Were the Texans trying to get rid of J.J. Watt? We don't know. But he ended up in Arizona.
You're no
His signing with the
don't
Cardinals is?
I
tell us.
Nope.
Next.